Hope you're having a good Friday. We are excited to be joined in the studio by the esteemed Milwaukee County District Attorney. He is Kent Lover. And Kent, always so good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Great to see you both.
I want to start with a story that's in the news just today. It involves a 29-year-old Milwaukee woman. Her name is, Lauren Spores. Lauren Spores, accused of killing her mother with a rock, ruled incompetent to stand trial today and to be committed for mental health treatment after reviewing a report from a psychiatrist. That was a decision of the judge. What do we know about this case? I know there's only limited things you can tell us, but fill us in where we're at with this.
So the stage we're at now is that because of this finding that was based on an exam by a doctor, which is what we always rely on when these cases come and may have this type of issue, is that she will then now be placed in medical care for the next 90 days or so. I think there's a status date set in this case at the end of February. And at that time, there'll be a subsequent report filed by the doctor to inform the court and the parties about her progress.
And so people understand, not everyone can be found mentally incompetent. There's a high threshold, correct?
There is. And there is, but it's also important that everybody who comes through our system, of course, understands the proceedings against them. That's fundamentally fair to everybody. And so that's where we're at right now. And the belief is that with the proper amount of medical care, competency will be restored at some point in the future. When that happens, we're not sure yet, but the status date set in 90 days is to check in with how progress is being made here.
Kent, could this theoretically drag on for years, for a very long time? I mean, what if the windows keep coming and she's still not competent, she's still seeking treatment? The charges won't ever really go away, right? At some point, even if it's 10 years from now, could we still be working this through the system? How does that part of it work?
What could happen, generally speaking, especially with a homicide case, is there are cases where sometimes somebody is found not competent and not likely to ever regain competency. And at that point then, there could be a longer-term commitment to the state for mental health hospitalization and that process moving on. But it really depends on the nature of the individual situation. And so at this point, we wait and see what happens in 90 days.
A question that might be harder to answer, but as you look at this case, she was treated and released from facilities numerous times, often related to some violent incident or a crime that she was accused of. The family says, each time after being released from the facility and being rehabbed, that she got worse. She maybe relapsed. She had bad incidents. How do we fix this problem? I mean, this is a very difficult situation.
Right. So generally speaking, of course, about the system, the interplay between the criminal system and the mental health system is that we don't want there to be gaps. And yet sometimes it feels like there can be because there could be limited things, for example, the criminal justice system can do if a charge is a minor charge. We have a limited amount of time to try to restore somebody to be able to face those charges and face any sort of accountability in the criminal system. After that, then, the mental health system on the civil side would get involved, and they're making decisions based on the individual factors demonstrated by a client they're treating. And those, of course, are all personal and private to that individual. So the public doesn't really hear much about what happens next. And as I have seen, certainly somebody's situation can be one thing one week and then something different, far different the next week. And so it's not an exact science, but it's certainly a source of, can be a source of frustration for many, especially family members closely involved with an individual who's going through a mental health crisis.
Milwaukee County District Attorney Kent Lovern is with us in the studio. I want to ask you about another item that's been in the news. Our friends at Channel 12 really doing a lot of the lifting on this. Enough is Enough is a court dog watch group that helps watch after cases involving reckless driving. They've been in court for a very long time. They wear bright yellow badges and they show up and they observe and they work with victims and they try to help with the process. They've had contact with your office as they tried to launch this whole thing. The Public Defenders Association now says that relationship between your office and the watchdog group is too cozy. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, that's simply inaccurate. Enough is Enough is a group that formed about 18 months ago when they were deciding to come into our system. They did so after one of their members lost a loved one and grandchild to a reckless driving incident in Milwaukee County. So this was what was motivating them to try to pay more attention to what goes on in our system. When I was asked by this group as they approached me about 18 months ago how I felt about them coming into the system, my response was, please come into our system. We are a public system. We serve the community. I want as much community engagement as possible in our system. I think that only makes our system better. And let's keep in mind, not only are they monitoring what decisions may be made by any judge, but they're also monitoring the decisions made by my office. So what I'm saying is go ahead and scrutinize what we're doing and see what we're doing. And we're public officials just like everybody else who should want more community engagement. The fact of the matter is we helped them like we've helped many other organizations get acclimated to the system, understand how it works. And very quickly, they became well-versed in how to use CCAP, for example, and how to file their own statements with the court and how to do all those things. And they've really been off and running on their own for a considerable amount of time here. So, are we engaged with them? Yes, to the extent they call us or email us essentially to ask about maybe a recommendation we made if they missed a court date or is the sentencing on tomorrow. That's really the extent now of our contacts with them over time. And look, I support, this is the latest of many, many groups or individuals over the years who've been in our system wanting to see firsthand what's going on. And I think that's a good thing.
Oh yeah. There's bikers groups that come in for any child abuse case. So this one, the woman in 2023, she lost her pregnant daughter, John. It was a high-speed police chase and her pregnant daughter died. So that's why this Enough is Enough was created. And I think that it's good to support education of what's going on in our court system because it can be confusing.
Well, right. And the other fundamental role we have as the DA's office is we have 8 prosecutors who are community prosecutors. Their job is mostly outward in the community each and every day, hearing what the concerns are at the ground level from neighborhoods and then reflecting them back to those of us in the courtrooms every day downtown and at Children's Court. And this is just another way that we can receive the information from people who have said to me over and over again, as to everyone else, how much of a priority reckless driving is in this community.
So the public defenders say that your office and this group are influencing sentencing decisions. That is a very serious statement to make. Respond to that.
Yeah, and it's one I would take very seriously as well, because at the end of the day, we are supposed to make recommendations based on what we think the outcome should be. An interested party who's not part of our office, meaning a victim or a witness or someone else from the community who wishes to make a statement, can do so, and it's then up to the court to consider the value of that statement. And that's a situational determination made in each and every case. But that's also got to be an independently made statement by a victim or a witness or somebody else that's not related to my office. And because we are making and engaging in plea agreements all the time with a recommendation that we have to remain steadfast to, regardless of whether others in the courtroom may agree or disagree with that.
I mean, defense attorneys are always trying to throw out a case for one reason or the other. So, I mean, if there is a jury, could they ask them to take off that Enough is Enough sticker?
Yeah, I suppose that's possible, certainly. I mean, the court, each judge has different things to be attentive to in their courtrooms, and that would be something for an individual judge to decide.
But I mean, to your point, Ken, is that it's not only holding the defense accountable, but also the prosecutors. Your prosecutors, because they're watching the whole thing.
Right.
Right. They're watching everything. And so, I think we're an open book, essentially. And in fact, what the public defender's office had before were a number of emails that they requested from us through open records. And I think indicated no such collusion of the type that was suggested. And so, and I want to make sure that's clear because I don't want that happening. That can't happen. And in fact, I did respond in writing to them and to the court. And part of my delay in responding was to survey our staff internally again, just to make sure that that is not happening, not only with this group, but with any other third party, because that should not happen. And I'm satisfied it's not.
Kent Lovern is the Milwaukee County District Attorney. I want to make an announcement right here. The latest edition of Mercurius, where we focus on different leaders in the community. Kent is featured in that, and we decided it's going to be released on December 2nd. So December 2nd, about 10 days from now. Kent, thanks for doing it. We shot it at the Milwaukee Urban Stables. In a minute, can you tell us about the Urban Stables and what makes them so special?
Well, it's a collaborative now that's one of a kind, really, in the country that combines the housing of the police department, Mounted Patrol from Milwaukee, that shows up at a lot of events in the community and also downtown and on the lakefront, and then also provides therapy for individuals, mostly teenagers and young people from the city, as well as veterans, too. And we have therapy animals on site to provide that therapeutic resource as well.
So Mercurius drops on December 2nd. We filmed it at Milwaukee Urban Stables. It's one of the really special places in our city.
Oh,
Julia,
I'm so excited.
You
got
it. It's incredible. It's powerful. And you get to know Kent a little bit more at a whole different level. He is the Milwaukee County District Attorney, Kent Lovern. Thank you so much for what you do for our community, and thanks for being with us, Kent.
Thank you. Great to see you both today.